Last night's GovCon Awards was a way for the contracting community to honor its own. It was sponsored by the Fairfax Chamber of Commerce and the Professional Services Council. Before it got going, one of the hosts, the chamber's Jim Corcoran, spoke with Federal News Radio's Francis Rose.
Well, Francis, we're so fortunate to be the organization that gets to co-host this event. And every year, this is the event for the government contracting community, right? Everybody comes out. You look out there. I don't know that there's another event where you get more people from the industry. And really what tops it is the stories of how people are improving their business, how they're helping in the community, and just what a great part of American liberty this government contracting industry is here in the United States. And it's just a story that resonates with people when they hear it.
Fourth year in a row that I've been able to come here, and that's what I'm struck by every year, Jim, is the way that the conversations and the demonstrations, the video presentations about each of the winners, whether it's the companies or the executives, are not just focused on their business success. They're focused on their community success. They're focused on the workplaces that they create for their employees and the way they serve the ultimate customer, which is the taxpayer.
Absolutely, and it's not just the taxpayer. It's those men and women who are out there protecting us. Mm-hmm. That's who they're serving. And it makes us safe. It makes it safe to raise our children here. And you know what? It's not a safe world out there today. And our business community here is making it a great place for us to live. But when you talk about those people, you're right. It's not just dollars and cents that brings them up here. It is that community that they're helping. It is, and every one of these folks out here that leads these companies is mentoring other people, other younger people that are starting a business. And it's just such a great intertwined community that we have here in this area.
The 2015 presentation is just about concluded. That means you'll start probably tomorrow getting ready for the 2016 presentation next year.
What? Actually, we started 3 months ago.
Wow.
We're getting ready for 2016. So.
What makes a good presentation? What makes a good application for somebody who's sitting there thinking, you know, my company should be in the running for this next year?
Passion. Right? It's easy. It's about the passion. Why are you doing this? Why are you in this business? And yes, there are ulterior motives to make a profit, but the real passion is how do you serve that military, that defense community, or whatever government contracting community it is that you're serving? How do you help your people? How do you help other nonprofits in this area? And every one of the winners is doing some of that. But you know what? You can fill out an application and just mail it in. And we get those. There's no question about it. But the people that are up on stage, it's the passion that comes through.
The awards listing is on federalnewsradio.com. We've got a full rundown of everybody who was nominated and the people who were selected and won this year. And we encourage folks to go there and not only see that list, but listen to the conversations that my colleague Tom Temin and I have had with the people who are the nominees and winners tonight.
Federal News Radio does a great job of covering this community, and particularly the government contracting community. You guys have done a tremendous job. I'm sorry to say you guys, but Federal News Radio has done such a tremendous job boosting these awards and boosting the overall government contracting community. We thank you for that.
Well, I'm happy to do it, and my colleagues do a terrific job on covering the contracting community. It's a pleasure to be a part of this community. But that's my question to you, is what can the community do, or what can people who are associated with the community do to raise awareness among the average person walking down the street who's not part of the government business community? To let folks know what's going on, that the horror stories that they hear from time to time are not the entire story.
And part of telling our story is we're fortunate, and I think you've heard this if you read history, if you go back to President Kennedy, and he asked for the best and the brightest to be involved in government. And too often we don't get credit for that in this community, but we do have the best and the brightest here working on behalf of the United States, and so many of those folks are here. Too often you only hear about the tax spend, but it's a tremendous investment that the government is making in so many of these things that are making us safer, not just our military, but whether it's that plane that you fly every day or traffic, and there's so many people involved in that, making this a better country and a better world. And a lot of what happens here leads to the overall economic development for the United States, not just the region.